Hey, Pike, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, I'm all right. I'm dizzy. You ever take NyQuil to help yourself sleep, which is not okay, but I do it, and you're like dizzy for 2 days afterwards. That's what I'm very foggy.
Oh, hold on a sec. Are you sipping scissor up here? Is that what's going on?
Nah. It's not like purple drank. It's red. And I also I gave up a long time ago, like using the measurement cup. I just like pull straight from the bottle, which I'm guessing Jesus I'm drinking Christ. More than you should. I know. But it's better than not sleeping.
Well, how often are you doing this?
Nightly. No, I'm kidding. No, I try to minimal, maybe once a week. And if I have a cold symptom, then it's justified. So sometimes I hope I have like a little stuffy nose. It's like,
you
oh,
hope
I can take NyQuil.
Jesus yeah. Christ. It's not called Nightly Quill, Pike. What are you doing, bro? You got like an addiction going or something.
No, I don't. It's just last night and I slept very well. Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
I just fucking drunk today, it feels like. But whatever.
Sorry, officer. I went too deep in Inception. Did you ever see that movie?
No, I didn't. God, is that the same as Shutter Island?
No. Okay. Two different movies. Shutter Island was good. Inception was even better. Was. Inception has like the four layers down. That's where you went. You went to where like time stands still, apparently.
It felt like it.
All right,
12 hours went by very quickly. It's like I was coming out of surgery.
Do you have cold symptoms or anything?
No.
I don't. Okay.
So last night was for sleep only.
Dude, you know they have like Z-Quil.
What's the difference?
Well, NyQuil has like the medication and Z-Quil just puts you to sleep.
Yeah, I don't care. I've tried that.
It doesn't work?
I've done melatonin, which helps. But then I've noticed that if you start taking that a lot, I get the same shit where I'm dizzy or kind of foggy the next day. So there is no perfect solution for sleeping better other than just figuring out how to fucking do it on your own.
Yeah.
Which is very hard. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not that hard. You close your eyes.
Oh, geez. My from wife a privileged has perspective. I'm happy that you're able to sleep, but for some, it's not that easy.
No, I know that. But my point is my wife has been seeing like a sleep therapist, like a person that's designed to help you sleep at night. And she's given her all these pointers. So if you want, I can try to help point you in the same direction that she's doing. I'll just rip it off.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man,
that'd be great.
All right. Well, let me give you a quick breakdown. Do you read books?
Not often.
Why not?
Well, I watched the film versions.
Okay.
Of books. So TV. It's an adaptive version of it.
Yeah. Are you on your phone?
No, I like reading. Yeah, I would rather be on my phone than watched in movies or TV. I like reading. So I guess, yes, technically I'm reading. I enjoy on my phone, random article here, Wikipedia page. So it's constantly reading, but never just a book.
No, you got to read a paper book. This is the secret. I think it was like an hour before bed, turn off all electronics. You open up a paper book and you just start reading. It's like a different thing. Your brain, the blue light isn't going to keep you awake. Your brain is like using functions that you're running out of gas of. So you start getting really tired and drowsy and you gradually step down into sleep. At least that's what my wife has been doing, and she's been sleeping a lot better because she had insomnia, like clinical insomnia.
No way. Wow.
Yeah. So do you, Pike.
I can
let
you
know right now. You have insomnia.
I would agree. If the definition is you don't sleep at night, then yeah, I've got it. Yeah. Without a heavy dose of prescription medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try reading a book, like a light read, like a fun read.
Yeah, like Hank the Cow Dog. I used to like those.
No. There's a comedian that put out a book, Tom Papa. That's what my wife is reading right now. It's this very funny book called Your Dad Stole My Rake by Tom Papa. It's just a fun, stupid, light read. I think you'd enjoy it. There he goes. There's my recommendation.
Thank you.
Good. Now that you're cured, I'm like Jesus, you're a leopard. All right, sir. You ready for the tour of the Sparks Radio Global Headquarters?
Yeah, man. I can't see as much of it today, which is disappointing.
Oh, no. Here you go. Forgot the full shot. What do you think? Oh, wait a minute. I can't hear you. Hold on. All right. Beautiful. I can hear you now. What's up? I couldn't hear you. It's beautiful. Sorry. It's beautiful. Thank you.
Like I said, it looks like a church, like an old, old church.
Yeah.
Also an art museum. Now, the boxes, I feel like we could have done something about the boxes.
Yeah, until right now, I forgot the boxes were even in here.
Yeah, it's like, it's actually like a main part of the room at this point.
It's true.
It's, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's like a floor piece of art. That's what it's like. It's like an interactive art display.
Yeah. It's representative of your life over these last couple weeks. Unsettled.
Exactly.
No fucking organ. Yeah, look at that. What a mess.
You got a U-Haul box. You got a pillow, which we've already established. I have no trouble sleeping, but that's a representation of that. Let's see.
Looks like a decent pillow.
It's a good pillow.
Nice and fluffy. Yeah.
It's got a, yeah. How do you like your pillows? I'm a hard pillow man myself.
Nah, me as well. We got like the NASA astronaut foam. So they're very hard. They like leave the impression of your brain or your head on the pillow.
That's nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So worth it.
So let me take you around here. This right here in the back is some sort of sticker leaf display. I could zoom in here on it. I don't know how well, but hold on.
It looks like some shit I did in elementary art in college.
Yeah, that's about right. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you see it?
Is it something you did or did you guys actually purchase that?
No. This is all my dad. This is all my father. All right, shit. Everything's messing. This is all my dad. This is all my dad's display. And I can tell you it's my dad because let me show you this.
Okay, he's walking back in the room, grabbing something off the wall. What do we have here?
This is a retro picture of the one and only Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, nice.
What do you think?
That's a total dad musician.
Total dad musician. Of course, your dad loves it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a cool piece. I'm all about that.
Yeah. You know, it's tacked up there. Here, let me pan this way so you can see what's going on over here.
Because okay.
You got,
His Indians.
Yeah, I got a Cleveland Indians pennant.
Oh.
You can see my dad's workshop over there as I'm in the basement.
It looks like a prison cell. Okay.
And there you go, dude. Man. That's the rough tour. These are stickers. That's a poster of some sunflowers. And that's it. That's it. That's all.
That's incredible. Yeah, it's got character.
It's got, yeah.
It's dude. A little, no real Bruce theme.
He's not going.
Bruce
the rest
is staying. Yeah.
Bruce is going to stay. Bruce is the shit. They don't call him the boss for nothing. So Bruce is going to stay. Everything else that can go.
Big picture of sunflowers. I feel like we could replace that. Like it's not something that needs to be in there to tie the room together.
No, no. I still haven't fixed why this room is so yellow. I'll have to fix that next. But there you go. There's the tour of the global headquarters. It does feel art museum-ish. I am in my parents' basement. There is carpet. It's a nice room. My parents were using this to work out in. And I came here and I was like, get out. This is mine now. You know,
that's probably a relief for them. Because, you know, I don't know, maybe your parents are like fitness instructors.
No.
But if I had a room for working out, it most likely has just been sitting there reminding you that you're not working out. So they're like, yes, thank God. Do something with that room so we don't have to feel like we need to use it.
So exactly. I took away all their inspiration and they're very happy I did. All right. Are you ready for the news that matters?
Let's do it.
Yes, this is the news that matters. Yes, this is the news that matters.
Holy shit.
That's incredible. Incredible.
Yes. I feel like we've upgraded, Pike. We're slowly ticking upwards.
That's a big step right
That's
there.
That's a big wow. step. I know. I tell you, man. All right. News that matters. Here we go. Pike, you know what I love?
What?
You got to take a guess. What do I?
I was going to say Indians, but then.
Yeah.
Specifically the Cleveland Indians.
Yes. Love the Cleveland Indians.
Okay. That's not Beyond what we're that. Looking for?
No.
All right.
No.
You love books.
Kind of. I like some books.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your children?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean. You know, one of them more than the other, but yeah, kind of. Okay.
Yeah.
Latin women.
Love Latin women. Yes, that's true. Yes, you nailed that one. However, that's not what I'm referring to here. Although we could talk about that for hours. I want to talk about bank robbers. Bro, I love myself a sophisticated bank robber. There is nothing better in the world than a criminal that has put some thought into the damn thing, you know?
I didn't know that about you. I didn't know that was a passion, but that's cool.
As long as you're not going in there with just a gun, because then I feel like you're a piece of shit. You know what I mean? You're a real trash bag. But if you have thought about it and you've thought about an escape route or a ransom or some way to go in undetected, I am on board. Okay. I am fully invested into you succeeding. I love it.
At the very least, like in the movies, if you know the time you have from the second the alarm is sounded to the police getting there, that's like entry level bank robber shit. Boom. At least know that.
Yes. You got to map out your escape route. You better know who has the key, if there's a silent alarm, the whole thing. Okay. That's the real way to do it. And someone in Milan has done it the right way, Pike.
Mulan, okay.
No, like not Mulan.
God damn. Oh. Good, because in my head I was thinking, there's no way that's a real place, right?
Mulan is the name of the girl.
Oh, it is? I haven't seen the movie. Oh, okay, so you said where?
Oh, no.
I swear I'm not a giant idiot.
Right. No, it's this happened in the city of Fat Albert.
like the show. Got it. Like the show.
No, Milan, Italy.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It's a city in Italy, Milan. So
Milan.
Yeah, Milan.
All right.
Why is this so difficult for you? Do you know Relax. Milan?
I got it. Yeah, it's a city in Italy.
Okay, there you go. All right, so Milan. There is a bank. There's also a sewer system that goes into the basement of the bank, Pike. How insane is that? Why is there a basement in a bank? But apparently that's where the safety deposit boxes were. So two guys walked into the bank. They go, stick them up, it's a robbery, right? They grab the bank manager. They pistol whip him in the head and they go, unlock the safe. Right. And he's all like, it's a robbery. What they didn't know was that two other guys went through the sewer system, popped up, moved the manhole cover and broke into the bank. So when the bank manager unlocked it, they were already pulling the safety deposit boxes. Yeah. Oh, then they threw the fire alarm, causing chaos. The cops came in thinking they were trying to get away on foot. They went down through the sewers like they're thieving Ninja Turtles and they beelined it and they got away, bro. They can't find them.
Damn.
I know.
Oh, that's great. That's like some incredible. That's like if you watch Prison Break, like they had that shit mapped out, probably tattooed it on their body. The fact that they knew about the sewer, that's amazing. And they're not going to get caught. I would doubt it.
How do you trace someone through a sewer? You can't.
You don't. Dude, in the little town I grew up in, there's like 3,000 people. There's one bank. It got robbed when I was in high school twice by the same guy, and they never caught him.
No way.
They never got him. Yeah, and so throughout the years, everyone's always like, every time they say, you know, don't commit crimes, you're going to get busted. I'm like, well, this guy didn't. So it might be worth it.
What? How did he do it? Did he do it with like a gun or?
Yeah, he just fucking walked in with a gun, took the money and left. Like it was not complicated at all. Oh, it just turns out in a small town, there's like not the, you know, security measures in place. And you can just take the money and leave.
Interesting. Dude, that gives me some ideas.
Yeah. So you just target small towns. They're not ready for it.
I might have bad. Plus the police response time is probably garbage.
Yeah, exactly. So if you could just not do it in Dilworth, Minnesota, they've had enough. Okay. They've been through it. Leave them alone. Just move it down the highway.
It actually sounds like the name of the town was named because he took all the money. Like, what are we worth? We're worth Dill now.
Dilworth,
Minnesota. The town used to be called Wasworth. Or now it's called Wasworth, Minnesota.
Wasworth.
God. Poor Dilworth.
Good.
Unbelievable. What do you got for your story?
I feel bad. All right. I have an incredible breakthrough in modern medicine. This happens a lot. I love to see it. But
this better not be NyQuil. I swear to God.
Yes, it's been proven NyQuil is effective in knocking you unconscious for 12 hours. A man had a reconstructive surgery after he had gone through a weight loss procedure. Okay, so, you know, you think of these huge, like 500-pound people who lose a lot of weight. There's some things going on.
Yeah.
Well, he needed to have a new nipple reconstructed. He was that messed up. So they got him a new. You want to guess which skin they decided to use for these new nipples?
Pike, I've never been more excited to guess about something in my life.
It was his nutsack. Oh, you already wanted to. God damn it. You want to guess. Not only did you want to guess, you were the most excited about guessing ever. And I just fucking ruined it. God.
What happened? God. I just said I've never been more excited to guess in my life, and you blew it.
No. Oh, I don't know why. I'm just that guy that tells a story and when you start talking, I'm waiting for my turn to talk. I'm not actually listening. Oh, what a dick.
This was, God. In fairness, though, I was never going to guess nutsack. How do you make a nipple out of a nutsack?
It's a very unique skin. Maybe the most unique on the body.
Are you talking about the nipple or the nutsack?
Well, both, really. But the nutsack, mostly. It's a different kind of skin, you know?
Yeah.
But they managed to make this guy two brand new, fine-looking nipples out of his nutsack. Now, he's got a little less nutsack to work with, but that's okay.
You know, how old's the guy?
Yeah, like middle age, 40s.
All right, he's got plenty 40s. Of nutsack to work. The older you get, the more. Dude, you can have giant nipples. They can look like deflated, you know, balloon animal balloons, like the long hot dog type. They look like streamers off a bicycle when you're running.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
So it is true. The older you get, my dad, who's like 60, I'll never forget him talking to me about how his junk is getting bigger. He said,
"Your dad,"
it was the most honest, proud thing he's ever told me. He's like, "Hey, dude, this getting old thing, it ain't half bad. Guess what? My dick's getting bigger." And I was like, "Oh, Dad, come on now, come on." Bigger, it's just droopy. No, it's not like you're getting a just bigger erection. It's just gross.
Unnecessary, anyway. Dad. Thank you.
I mean, I appreciated him opening up about that, but Too much. I didn't. Anyway, so this guy got new nipples.
I have a lot of questions because I don't know how this whole thing works. So, because my nipples are a different color than my scrotum.
Okay. I can see that. They're both darker than the rest of your body, right? I don't. Oh,
yeah, dude, they're very dark. Got I got dark nipples, bro.
Yeah, wouldn't you say a nutsack is also a little bit darker shade?
Hold on, let me show you that here in a second.
Okay, all right. Get the nuts away.
No. No, I would think it's the same color as my body. Is it not?
A nutsack? I don't know, man. I feel like it's a little darker.
Hold on a second. So you're saying my body is like I'm Irish American, right? Like Irish okay. blood. So my body is Irish, but my balls are Dominican.
Yeah. Like, have you ever created a player on Madden and you have to pick it and you have to pick his skin tone? I would say move one or two notches over for the nutsack. Yeah.
Because my ass is so pale. It's never seen the light of day. But you're saying my man satchel is darker? Is this something I've never noticed?
I'm not telling you about yours. I'm just from my own experience.
It's like a Woody station wagon. It's a two-tone down there.
Yeah, it's a two-tone. Yeah. It's not black. I'm not saying it's like this weird, looks like it was in a fire kind of thing. It's just a little darker. Yeah.
Well, this is news to me. So is everyone's gentleman vegetables the same color as the nipples? Is that a thing? Like, when I look at someone's nipples from now on, I'm going to be like, I know what their balls look like.
I don't know. Again, it's my own research.
According
I know what
your
you're going
to
do as soon as
according
we're done with this
you,
podcast.
According to you, are your nipples the same color as your scrotum?
I've never had them next to each other because that would be quite a move. But if I had to guess, yes.
Really? I'm not. I got dark nipples. I know that for a fact. If I look like this down there, I'd be like, something's wrong. I got to go to the doctor.
You would know. Yeah.
Yeah. I've got some kind of melanin problem or something. I mean, just because it doesn't match the rest of my body. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. That's a little take-home project for you.
All right.
I'm excited to hear what you find out.
All right. From bank robbing to new nipples, let's go on to the next News That Matters story. And we are going around the world. Dude, because it's election day, I had to like go outside the country to find news, dude. It was so hard.
I know, right?
We're going to talk about this boat that they were seized. They searched and then they seized this boat over in Spain. The boat was coming from Brazil, and before it left Brazil, cops found, let me see here. Cops found, I'm working backwards here in the story. Cops found 12, no, okay, I got it. They found 1,210 kilograms of cocaine. So 1,200 kilos of cocaine on this boat before it left for Brazil, or before it left for Spain from Brazil. Jesus Christ, I'm fucking the story up. So the cops found it. They found 1,200 kilos of cocaine shoved in giant bags of corn. And then the boat goes out, sails across the ocean. It lands in Spain. Yeah. The cops get on the phone. They're like, hey, Spain. Spain's like, hola, right? And they're like, yo, bro, I bet there's some more coke on that boat that we missed. And they're like, what? So they go through and they search the boat again. Guess what, Pike?
What's that?
They found 1,500 kilos of cocaine on that boat. Jeez. They found two giant stashes of coke on that boat.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, 3,000 kilos of cocaine was on this boat, and they only found half of it first, and the rest of the guys were like, oh, good, they didn't get it all, and then they got the rest of it.
Man, how's that boat even floating? That's a ton of cocaine. Jesus.
Are you kidding me? That much coke, that boat is flying across the ocean. There is no way. Just hovering. Just.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
You ever see that movie with Mark Wahlberg where his nephew or whatever, they're like running coke across in a ship? Very good movie. Anyway, there's like 1,000 movies called about this. It's called Contraband, but it's a really good action flick.
Dude,
a lot of drama.
Say, Mark Wahlberg. I think he's a good actor. I don't know. I can't hate against the guy. I want to, but.
Okay, good. Because I felt like you were about to.
No, I had to search my feelings for a second. It's true. I had to like search who I was as a person. Am I going to really deny my love for Mark Wahlberg for a joke? No. Fuck that joke. I am going to announce and profess my love for Mark Wahlberg.
I thought you did have something a little bigger than he's a good actor. You're like, dude, Mark Wahlberg. And I'm like, all right, here we go.
I was conflicted.
He's a good actor.
I was conflicted. I didn't know what to do. It's like, where do I draw the line of Mark Wahlberg?
He's great. I get there's easy things to make fun of. Marky Mark, Funky Bunch, the underwear ads, the stupid movies with Will Ferrell.
He had three nipples. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. Mark Wahlberg.
He doesn't anymore.
Three nipples. He had it cut off.
Really?
Yeah. If you look at the underwear ad, he's got a third nipple. Huh?
Huh.
Sorry.
Did they add the nipple once they cut it off? Did they just tack it onto his nutsack skin? Like a reverse surgery from the other story? I mean, Mark, you got two options here. We can just throw this away, or you want a little bigger bag? We could do that too. I'm over here.
I like how you think Mark Wahlberg's ball sack is like a cork board. Just throw it up there. Just tack it in there.
Tack it on. Yes. I assume so.
If you look at that underwear ad,
seen the underwear ads. Yeah,
it's true.
Okay. I'll have to look at that.
Google it.
Is it actually, is it more like a mole looking thing or is it actually a nipple?
Nipple. It's a small nipple, bro. It's got a little areola in the whole thing.
I'm going to have to look.
Yeah.
Of all the deformities, that's one I wouldn't feel too embarrassed about.
Three nipples?
You know? Yeah. Like for him, it didn't really matter. Obviously.
No, dude. He's, you know what? That third nipple probably motivated him to get ripped. He's like, dude, I can't be a fat guy with three nipples. I have to have,
What I mean?
It's like when you have some physical deformity, you got to like get yoked to make up for it.
Overcompensate. Yeah.
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 Exactly.
All right. Well, I got another story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. You can afford to be a little chubby.
Yeah, of course, dude. Are you kidding me? This glorious of a body and a face and a hairline.
I know you're kidding. I know you, because I've told you, you got a great frame. You do. You're very lucky.
Everything's all right.
Proportionate. I know you got to think about your like torso or something, but
yeah.
Anyway. Awful. There's a woman, you've heard doctors claiming that vaccines cause autism, which has been repeatedly debunked by science. But there's still people out there, even doctors, right? Well, this doctor overseas, somebody, I love how that she was busted prescribing chicken nuggets as a cure for autism.
For autism?
Actual chicken nuggets. Now, a mom, she went undercover. This is the best part. It was like a whole sting operation.
This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that she was prescribing chicken nuggets. So she goes in, says she has a daughter with autism. And the woman actually suggested not just chicken nuggets, but organic chicken nuggets, saying that it seems to have worked in 80% of the patients. Yeah. 80%. What? I know.
So what did the mom do?
Yeah, she's an idiot. Well, she reported this to the news, which was the goal.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. So I don't know if this person, she runs her own practice. So it's not like a big doctor. It's like, if you're going to this lady, you're already crazy.
Right.
You know, you're looking for something like a chicken nugget diagnosis or prescription.
Hey, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe she's the lunch doctor. Maybe she could fix your lunch cravings.
Yeah.
I need a doctor that prescribes me chicken nuggets. Why can't it just be chicken nuggets for once in our GD lives? Why can't it just be like, you know what? The cure for cancer? Potato chips. And you'd be like, God, thank you. Finally.
Yeah.
You know? Praise be. Oh, yeah. God, that would have been amazing.
Do you think they've done tests, you know, just to rule them out? Like they've actually done trials on potato chips, chicken nuggets, you know, just every little thing just to rule it out. Because how stupid would you feel if you finally tested? Well, what the fuck? We're bored. Let's test these potato chips. And it was the cure. Man. Yeah.
I think they would have to. I remember watching this thing on like organ transplants. This is what I watch in my spare time. This guy was trying to figure out how to get organ transplants accepted into bodies at a better rate. Because sometimes you're on the waiting list for a long time. You finally get it. Your body rejects the organ. It's like, gosh, shit.
Sure.
So what they do is they scrub the organ. They drain it of all the blood. They scrub it of all like the biometric material, like the DNA that says, hey, this belongs to person A and not you, you know? So he just goes, I got to find the best way to do this. He went through the periodic table, just went through everything he can think of because he didn't know where to start. He just was, we're going to start here. And he just started going through like everything, trying to be like, what's the best way to wash an organ and strip it of its, you know, genetic stuff. And he just went through and dude, it was like a combination of like shampoo, like, you know, for your hair. It was like random shit. It was like, yeah, it was like garden salsa and shampoo. It was like it sounds like a recipe to take out a skunk spray, you know?
Yeah. Dude, that's amazing.
It was amazing. I was like, so that's how you would cure cancer, Pike. You'd start at like one potato chip and work your way down to NyQuil and then like anything.
Right. Process of elimination. Just start Xing things off the list and eventually we'll find it. But you know that it's not going to be potato chip. They would never come out with that information because Big Potato Chip won't allow it. They're making too much money.
The old Big Potato Chip lobbyists.
Ruffles, those evil guys out at Ruffles.
Yeah.
Like, no.
They call them Ruffles because they ruffle your feathers. All right. Jesus, that's the worst joke I've ever made in my entire life.
Somebody write that down.
Holy that's shit. The worst shit.
You know why they call them Ruffles? I don't you?
Don't relive it. Don't relive it. God damn it. All right. We got to move on to the section of the breakdown of the show here because Pike. As this, I mean, obviously, look, I mean, this show is progressing. We have graphics now. I mean, we cut to you. A little thing pops up, follow you. When we cut to me, it turns off your audio. So obviously I have to fix that. The show is progressing. The show is getting bigger. Okay. The download numbers keep going up. We get more and more comments on YouTube. We're up to 200 subscribers now on YouTube. I feel like a king. I feel like a multimedia conglomerate. I mean, we are crushing it in all media forms of broadcasting. So we have to start doing some shit on the show as it continues to progress and gets bigger. And as you know, Pike, I mentioned earlier, it is election day, where here in this glorious country that we live in, it's the people who decide. They are the ones who let their voices be heard, and they are the ones who cast their vote. So I think in honor of Election Day, I think we open it up to the person enjoying this show that you will submit what the hell you want to be called on the show. Now, I'm not talking about you individually. Yes, individually, we're going to get to know you. We want to know your name. We want to know, you know, who you are. We want you to comment, call in, do the whole thing. That's coming down the road. But for right now, what do we call the big capital L listener of the show or the person enjoying it? Or, you know, I don't, I want to,
yeah,
it's got to become something, you know?
I
do you
I
have any
agree.
Suggestions?
What are some examples just for reference? like in other, like in, you know, like in sports or a band, like bands are famous for that, right? They got their fans, like Lil Dicky, my favorite one. His fans are the dickheads. And there's a ton. And hey, listen, there's no bigger dickhead than me.
That's right. See, that's wonderful. Yeah. Exactly. So you're saying like the fans, the people who enjoy it, they create their club, they rally around the show. They are Little Dicky. They feel involved in the making of his record and his tour and everything.
Exactly. You know? He does all for the dickheads.
See, that's great. I love Little Dicky. I think he's phenomenal. I think he's a very talented. I think he's a brilliant writer too. His TV show was great. So here's the thing. We need to come up with some. I just wrote down a few. Let me throw them by you. And then, of course, I want the person enjoying the show. We're going to put it up on social media and you're going to vote. And we want your suggestions and the whole thing. We'll put them all in one pot and then we'll do one day of the vote. And then we'll find out what to call the person, the group of people that enjoy the show. Here we go, Pike. You ready?
Let's hear them.
I've got a unit. Now, that can be plural or individual. You know, like, dude, I'm a unit, or we're a unit. You know what I mean? Okay.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. I
don't love it. I don't love it. Let's just hear the next one.
Okay.
A member.
A member. Like, hey, man, I'm a member. Are you a member? Yeah, I'm a member. Like, I'm in the club. I'm a member. You know?
Fucking country club?
I don't know, dude. Come on. I came up with these. I'm a member. Are you a member? I'm a member. Like a members only jacket. What if we get jackets and everyone can wear the same jacket? Like, be like, dude,
the last thing we want to do.
Why not? All right.
I don't get. Oh God. Okay.
What about an organ
unit?
Okay, organ.
Okay. Now
organs are vital to the body. So what?
Unit, member, organ. It's just dick stuff. That's so far.
Dude, it's not. No, dude. This is not dick stuff. What are you talking about?
These are literally all things you could refer to your penis as. My unit, my member, my organ. Come on. I know sometimes we accidentally end up on dick stuff on the show, but
no!
This is intentional.
This is not intentional. Dude, this is what you call. You call people in a club members. They are part of a unit. An organ is part of the body. So if the show is the whole body, they're the individual organs keeping it alive. What are you talking about? Jesus Christ. Okay. It has nothing to do with that.
I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Last one I came up with. An appendage.
Shut up.
Dude, don't make it weird. You're making it weird.
God, appendage. Should we add a fifth one? Tallywhacker.
Stop.
Cock. Come on. We're not going to call the listeners appendages.
But they're an appendage. Yo, what's up, dude? I'm an appendage. All right. That sounds bad. I admit.
No.
Scratch appendage. Scratch it. Okay. A member, a unit, if these are bad, fine. Come up with your own. You come up with
That I'm really good at telling people their ideas are bad, but then not actually coming up with ideas of my own.
All
really
right,
good guy to have brainstorming.
Let's do this. If you have an idea for what to call the collective audience of this show, then please, you can DM us on social media. Pike is at Pike Taylor Radio on all social media. I am at Sparks Radio on all social media. And then all you got to do is, you know, hit us up. Let us know. It's that easy. Right, Pike?
It is that easy. And I would encourage you to do that because so far we have nothing. We have nothing. We have a bunch of nicknames for penises.
That's it. Jesus Christ.
That's all we have. We have a short list of dick names. So please, come with something.
You had to call
better.
It short. Okay. Look. hit us up on social media. Let us know what you think, what we should have the collective name for the show be. We're going to refer to you as this name. So please think of something badass. Think of something awesome. DM it to us at Sparks Radio on all social media. You can always do it over at Pike Taylor Radio on all social media as well. And then we'll combine them, right? You're going to tell me what people sent you. I'll tell you what people sent me. We'll put them in a list and then people can vote. And the one with the most votes wins.
Yeah. And it could be anything. Like, it doesn't have to be a punny, you know, reference to Sparks or anything.
No.
Like spark plugs.
You know? No, I hope it's not that. Honestly. That's why I was coming up with a unit, a member, and an appendage.
You had a theme. I get it. You had a theme.
My theme was not the same as your theme, Pike. It has nothing to do with it.
I don't know how stupid. I know I'd said some dumb things earlier, but I'm not that dumb. It was a list of cock names. All right, anyway.
All right, that's it for the show. Please, if you could, comment, subscribe, hit the bell, give us a like, drop a review and a rating, whatever platform you're watching this on. If you could just help out the show, that's the best thing you could absolutely do. Aside from telling a friend, be like, hey, I really like this show. I think they're funny. I think you would enjoy it, that kind of thing. So help us out. And then if you want, you can always DM us your address on social media, either at Pike Taylor Radio on all social media, at Sparks Radio on all social media. And then, of course, we will mail you a Sparks Radio sticker for no dollars. Okay. And those are coming shipped. And by the way, if it sounds a little off, I'm using this backup microphone. All my equipment and everything is coming. I think it's supposed to come Friday. The pod of all my shit.
I love you've had to hold that mic the whole time.
I have like a stand.
Dean Martin or something. So, fellas, let me tell you about a bunch of cock nicknames.
I have a stand, but now I feel like Steven Tyler or something, like holding this thing around.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just dangling.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like this.
You're making it work. Yeah, you're making a go at it in a new city.
Yeah,
it's going to be it's an adjustment. Yeah,
dude. Hey, man, we got some graphics now. The more graphics are going to be coming, all this stuff. So, look, we want you to interact. We want you to DM us names. We're going to get a whole list compilation of the names tomorrow. So put it out there. All right. And then, of course, we'll compile them and then you'll vote. And there it is. And we'll move on. Make sure you follow him on all social media. I already did the spiel. I'm going to shut up now. Have a great day, Pike.
Bye.